Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
This gospel is from Luke chapter 1, 39 to 55.
Glory to Christ our Saviour.
In those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what's spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things to me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones, and he has lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever."
As Mary and Elizabeth were greeting each other and marvelling at what God was doing, giving them babies in unusual ways, far, far away, there were some other people who were finding that God was saying amazing things to them. And they were told, these wise people who were searching for God, that they would find a new king if they followed the star.
Follow the star, follow the star. It'll lead you on, it'll take you further. Follow the star, follow the star, follow the star to the one. Three wise people searching for God, trying to find the truth, scratching their heads, racking their brains, looking through maps and books, till the angels cried, follow the star, follow the star. Trusting in God, looking after their sheep, keeping them safe, keeping them warm, to singing woke them from sleep, and the angels cry, follow the star, follow the star, it'll lead you on, it'll take you farther, follow the star. Follow the star, follow the star.
with a story from Luke about Elizabeth and Mary and the timeless scenes of Jesus' birth before us, we pray, using the response, Emmanuel, God with us, together, touch our lives and our world today. Again, Emmanuel, God with us, touch our lives and our world today.
So these, God, are your favored ones, singled out for special blessing, guaranteed their place in history, venerated for centuries to come.
A young woman thought to be no better than she should be, forced to flee for her son's life, only what felt like a heartbeat later to have to watch him die.
A middle-aged woman, subject to sniggers and surprised congratulations from her friends, overjoyed to welcome the child who would end his life in prison and die at a spoilt princess's whim.
One husband and one husband-to-be wanting a quiet life and getting more than they bargained for.
If we are to be your people, God of astonishing interventions, may we be strong enough to bear your blessings, imaginative enough to recognize them as such, and grateful for being given a part to play in your outrageous plan of salvation.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Touch our lives and our world today.
God, who surprises your people with joy, long after they have stopped thinking that anything could surprise them anymore.
God, who puts huge responsibilities on young shoulders and watches proudly as they rise to meet the challenge.
God, who confronts our every prejudice, calls out our hypocrisy, and refuses to let anyone be shamed in your name. We give thanks for the good news of incarnation beneath all the fripperies of Christmas.
We rejoice in your name with all who have benefited from new discoveries of science and changing attitudes and laws, usually in the face of religious opposition, to be able to have a much-wanted child. And we hold before you those who bear the pain and secret shame of being childless, as well as those who have children and cannot have care for them, those who are under pressure to have children when it is not right for them, parents who've lost a child, and for whom Christmas is a time of grieving and not of joy.
Emmanuel,
God with us, touch our lives and our world today.
We rejoice in your name with young people who see a world of opportunity opening up before them, whose talents have been noticed and given space to grow, who do not have to hide who they are or whom they love, who are learning to believe in themselves because someone believes in them. And we hold before you those who are caught between other people's expectations and what they most need and long for. Those who lack the most basic necessities of life, never mind opportunities to grow and learn and thrive. Those who may have everything that money can buy, but do not know that they are loved and worth loving.
God of joyful surprises and breathtaking challenges, burst into our world. Burst into our churches, burst into our lives, we pray, as you did long ago in Jesus. And may we be open enough to recognize you, brave enough to welcome you, and ready for the holy disruption you will most certainly bring. Emmanuel, God with us, touch our lives and our world today. Amen.
Love and serve the Lord.